Hi, this is Campbell. I'm just going to go through some of the features added to Blender for the Apricot project. First we'll look at snapping. Martin Poirier has added some extra snap options that are really useful for placing objects in a game environment. So along with the normal snap options, there's now a snap to face. So we'll just zoom in on this log. And let's say we want to place some stones inside it. Select the stone, duplicate. This is a linked group, and you can make the stone lock to the surface of the log. This works with the object center. Now, sometimes it's good to rotate the object to orient to the surface. So that option is enabled here. And we'll try that. See it. See how that works. Uses the face normal. Right. Being able to place objects this way is useful in a number of situations. We'll just place some more mushrooms here. And some stones. You can also use it for placing trees around the level. And for placing fungus on the trees. To build up these levels, we've used a lot of dupli groups, where the group is an external blend file and we link it in, keeping a reference to it, and apply that group to an empty. Now to do this, it's a bit tedious, because you have to go to File, Append or Link, select the blend file, select the group, and link it in. So I've added a way that you can browse the libraries with the Outliner. This allows you to browse not only the groups that you've got linked, but also the groups that are in the blend file. So we'll start off by looking at, say, the flowers. And on top of just being able to browse them, you can click on the group and it will switch the currently active object's dupli group to the one you click on, and it will load it in if it's not already loaded in. Try some rocks. For Apricot, we'll have to ambient occlusion bake a number of models just to get nice shadows in the corners and make it look good. For light map baking, you need to have all the UVs with their own unique texture coordinates, so they don't have any overlap, so each can have it their own lighting. In 2.46, there's already a script for light map UV packing, which gives these results. I'll just quality, leave it at that. Okay, so you can see it there. It just packs all the UVs into a tight space. I'll just make a image with a UV test grid so you can see what it looks like. And this is adequate for just for light maps. You don't need to paint onto it or anything. It just bakes the light on each pixel into the faces, and the larger faces in the 3D view or larger faces in the UV window. However, just doing this isn't that great, because when you just bake the light, sometimes really big faces are completely white. You can see here these faces, there's no detail in them at all. And if you have open spaces, that can happen quite a bit. So I thought it would be good to optimize that by being able to run the script again and having a second pass optimization, which is just a fancy way of checking to see if there's any contrast in the face and shrinking it down to be really as small as it can be when there isn't. So I'll just try that. This is what the second pass looks like. And you'll see that all the faces, all the big faces, have some detail in them. some shading. This could also be used effectively for baking light maps for architectural projects. You might notice that I'm cheating a bit here because I've pre-baked the different layers, but that's because it would take too long to bake them during the video.